Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I got my own complaint.
Basketball doesn't work that way.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. And we're talking a little bit about that Warrior exhibition game last night against the Lakers. First one of the year. A couple things that caught my eye. Let's not forget, the Lakers were playing without Austin Reeves.
Yeah, Luka, Jake LaRavia.
Luka Doncic, Marcus Smart, and some guy named LeBron James. By the way, take this to the bank, ladies and gentlemen, and I figured this out from one game. The Warriors will get off to a very fast start this year, just like in years past, and the reason all their guys are playing again. They play everybody in the preseason, but nobody takes the preseason seriously. They use the preseason and call it the first 10 games of the year, whereas the Warriors treat the first 10 games of the year like regular season games. So the Warriors, I could tell, already well ahead of where the Lakers are, and the Lakers don't care because they'll ease into the season like a lot of contenders. Meanwhile, the Warriors will make some hay and start pretty good, I think. And then after about 15 or 20 games, we'll find out who they really are.
So kind of like last year.
Yes.
Well, those games were important. They started out 12-4.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty important, as we found out by the end of the year, that they started 12-4, because otherwise they might have been a 9 or 10 seed if they didn't take those games seriously. I don't know why. Don't you think the teams take the preseason seriously? If I don't know if there's a direct correlation, but most teams you think that are together are going to start faster than others.
Okay, I look at the season for any playoff team is too long. It just is. I just think veteran players in the NBA, I think pretty much kind of mail it in the first 2 months.
DeAndre Ayton didn't.
He made two shots.
He played, though.
Again, he made two shots.
Well, he's also missed a lot of games. Last couple of years.
That's true, he has. We got something to tease, but first I want to take a call. Christian is in Fairfield, wants to talk about the Warriors' defense last night. What's up, Christian?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Not much.
Yo.
So, Evan, my guy, I missed you on our game didn't get out till 5:35,
oh, right.
So I couldn't make it Saturday.
It's all
but
good.
We won, so I missed you.
Thanks, man.
Yep. But the Warriors look. Their defense looked good. I called Wednesday and I said they were going to play zone this year, and they played zone. And they were stretching the Lakers' offense into half court. And that's big. They couldn't do that before. And they got all the young players, all the guys, Steiny said, that had to make a leap on Wednesday into veterans, which you guys led with, Moody, Pods, and J.K. All look great. That's the best I ever seen J.K. play. He had 6 rebounds, 4 assists. I don't care about the points. We know he can score. He played great defense. The only mistake I've seen him make, Hachimura pump faked him from a standstill and 3-point stance. I don't care if that's Steph Curry. Let him shoot from a standstill 3 with a hand in the face. But that's nitpicking. But you got to think about that for the future, because the Warriors are playing like a championship team.
Whoa.
Even OKC took the preseason game serious.
Whoa, it's preseason.
Yeah, but the championship teams take preseason serious. Look at OKC.
Yeah, tell them, Christian.
They don't lollygag. You know that, Steiny. If you lollygag in the preseason, that's not winning basketball, championship basketball, excuse me.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't want to peek too soon, though, Christian.
He's on top of it.
I don't want to peek too soon. No. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, Christian stopped by Freeman's Appliance and say what's up to us a couple weeks ago. He's a good guy.
I saw him. I was there, too.
You're about to put him down.
I wasn't.
Well, you just hate the too early championship predictions.
Well, after one preseason.
When do you think that prediction is coming from Draymond this year? Last year was the All-Star break.
I wouldn't say this if the other guy were here. Who cares?
No, you would say it if
Who
the other
cares?
Guy
was
here. I'm just wondering.
I don't care what he says.
Draymond's taking the preseason
last
series.
Six
Jimmy
he
Butler
said have been the furthest thing from the truth.
This might be the earliest in his career, in a season, that Jimmy Butler is taking games seriously.
First of all, that's the one. I'll tell you what.
What?
You want to know what I'm a little worried about?
What do you
Jimmy
worried?
Butler's defense.
Why?
The audacity.
Why are you worried about his defense? They got Moses Moody.
Let me ask you a serious question. How good of a defensive team can they be with if they play four guys who are all over 35?
Do you want me to be that guy?
Sure.
What was their defense when they played with Jimmy last year? When they went 23-8. They were number one in the league.
That, my friend, is what's known as a mirage.
Now, I agree that they weren't the best defensive team in basketball, but number one means they were pretty close.
This is like saying the Giants hit 300 for 27 games. That's great. What about the other 123?
Well, they played 31 of the 82. That's not an insignificant amount of time.
I'm just saying. By the way, did you see this headline I'm looking at all over the internet?
Oh God, is it what I'm thinking?
Let me just make sure it is all over the internet.
Oh, this is a different one.
LeBron James news.
I have it.
So I'm looking at headlines, not the story. So it says LeBron James teases major announcement Tuesday. With a post mentioning the second decision. LeBron James teases the second decision in social media. LeBron James teases the second decision coming October 7th. Of course, the first decision was when he decided to go to Miami.
Yeah, that went well.
Not five, not six, not seven.
He's retiring, right? He's going to announce his retirement.
I hope he does. First of all,
question is he going to play this year or is he announcing this is his last year?
I don't know. I could honestly see him pulling a Brett Favre and saying he's retiring, and then in a year saying he's come out of retirement to go play in Saudi Arabia. I don't know. But
there's no way he's retiring before the season, is there?
Why wouldn't he? Are you kidding me? This guy's going to take as much of a victory lap for his career as anybody in the history of basketball.
Well, that's what I mean.
He's already done that.
That's why there's no chance that he's retiring before the season.
Now,
he's not retiring tomorrow, and that's it. He's not going to practice Wednesday,
no,
right?
No, it's
going to
be at the end of the year. He said, this is my 21st season, whatever, 28th, I don't know, whatever it is. I'm age 40, 41, no one's ever done what I have, and at the end of this season, I'm going to decide to take my talents back to the crib. I'm laying it down. I'm hanging them up. The LeBron James experience. Be grateful for it over the last 2+ decades because you'll see me no more.
He's retiring.
By the way,
you don't think so, Ken? What the hell else is it going to be? What else could it be? It's the major second decision. Well, there was one decision. He decided to go to Miami. This is D2, as they say, and he's going night-night.
Well, if you follow, certain guys who follow, who cover the NBA, like Brett Siegel, he mentioned on Twitter, for those wondering, LeBron James has a big deal with Amazon and Prime Day starts tomorrow. Not a coincidence.
Oh, my
no
God.
Chance. He wouldn't do that.
It's a marketing ploy, guys. He would not LeBron.
He said it's going to be bigger than the first decision, which he also said he regretted.
Amazon Prime Day is a big day for people.
How?
What is Prime Day?
What is it?
It's just where you get all these great discounts and deals. Goo probably knows all about it. He loves a good deal. You guys were talking about that last week, I believe.
It's called Goo Cheap.
I'm willing to make a bet on this.
No, Stiney
is the cheap one.
What?
Oh.
Wait.
Now this.
What did you just say? Yeah, okay.
You're the cheap one. You know it too. Would you like to know the final Amazon Prime game of the regular season in the NBA?
I'm going to guess
April 9th.
Sacramento, Atlanta.
Lakers at Warriors. He's going out on Prime Day.
Wow.
And he's going out with Curry by his side.
If I had to bet, I would absolutely bet that he's announcing this is his last year, and it's as a way to get his little tour.
Le Prime. That's pretty good, Joseph. The thing is, I don't know what this guy is going to say tomorrow, because while I believe that he's going to retire, and he's setting everyone else up to feel that, if he announced he's going to be a part owner of the Lakers, if he announced that he's going to be the first player in season to also referee a game, he's going to be the first player to, he's going to actually have J.J. Redick step down and become head. I don't know what he's going to announce. That's kind of why he's got us in his palm right now. But I just want this to be done. He has said
it just started. He just announced it today.
It's his second decision.
Well, the first one, blockbuster.
He's going to announce he's giving up his starting spot for Bronny James. I don't know. He's coming off the bench. Like, he's going to request a trade to the Warriors.
Maybe he and Draymond Green can do a joint announcement. They're both coming off the bench.
Who?
He and Draymond.
Draymond's coming off the bench this year?
Should.
On opening night?
He should.
For who?
Kuminga.
Shocked you talking to me.
Don't be shocked.
If Kuminga took the third year, I'm not talking to you,
Draymond. I'm talking about you. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city. Looks like a lot of people do think it's going to be about Amazon. Let me tell you something.
Well, it also drove up prices drastically for their last two home games and the Warriors' last game against them.
You know who's responsible for these faulty and lame retirement tours, don't you?
Enlighten us.
You know who started it all, don't you?
I don't.
Unfortunately, Julius Erving. 1987. He got one of these. Everywhere he went, they gave him a gift. Went into like Boston, they gave him a rocking chair. Yeah, stuff like that. Then Kareem. It's going to be LeBron. That's why there's a respect level I have for Steph Curry. That's unparalleled. Do you think he's going to do this? No chance. No chance.
I don't think he'll do it like that. I think he'll do it like Reggie Miller did it.
We'll see.
How did he do it?
He announced very late in the season that he was retiring.
I can see Curry.
I think.
Problem is, Curry's not going to retire for a while. He can still shoot the ball.
Oh, no, shoot. That wasn't Reggie. Reggie actually did it after the year. He just knew during the season that it was going to be his last. So maybe he will do it like Reggie. Just fade off into the sunset.
Well, and then what happened to Paul Pierce?
Paul Pierce.
His last year was on the bench with the Clippers. And
Draymond told him they don't love you like that? That was tough.
You know who should have one is Draymond. Draymond should announce his retirement the year before and go into every opposing arena for the last time. And
I could see him doing something like that.
That would actually be kind of funny.
It'd be hilarious. He could do a podcast in every arena last year before he's done.
Oh, by the way, you wanted to talk about your new hero real quick.
Wait, who?
Pat Spencer.
Oh! Yes, Planet Pat. All right, Sonny. So yesterday, what'd you say, 19 Warriors played? I don't know how many you're on the team. However many you're on the team played last night. And Pat Spencer, in the locker room, was having a discussion with Danny Emmerman of the SF Standard. And I don't know what the question was. I don't know how this came about. But the quote from Pat Spencer, if you're a guy who can connect the dots, but also do some other things, knock the three ball down, there's always going to be a place for you in the league. Unfortunately, there's a lot of organizations that are stuck in the bottom that continue to value length and athleticism over IQ. And they tend to stay in the lottery every year. That's a Pat Spencer original. He's on a two-way contract, by the way.
How tall is Spencer?
Like 6'1".
Oh, that's it?
He's got a 3 handicap, though. He might be taller than that. He's pretty athletic, though.
He is athletic.
He's 6'3", sorry.
Do you believe that?
That he feels that way? Yes, I do. I do believe
he feels that way.
Do I believe that he's 6'3"? I could see it. I mean, I've stood next to him. Like, all the guys that are kind of between 6'1 and 6'3". Like, Curry's a legit 6'3". So the rest of the guys I kind of compare to him, and I don't know, he might be an inch or two smaller. Who cares?
Yeah, I wish he would mention names. Like, who's he talking about?
He's talking about the teams that are in the lottery every year.
All right.
How many times has Washington been in the lottery the last 5 years? How many times has Charlotte been in the lottery the last 5 years?
Listen, Pat, I love you, but the NBA ain't going to change because of you.
Well, maybe he can, you know, course correct. By the way, he's going to be in Santa Cruz at different points, so maybe he's also trying to speak to some of the G Leaguers. Like, here's what you need to focus on. Not scoring 40 points, but you got to do a couple of other things, and then you got to be smart. You just do.
Hey, what's the cutoff for games you got to play to win an award? 65?
Something like that, yeah. It's in the 60s, I think, towards...
So it's going to be tough for the Warriors to win any of those.
Shut up. Curry's playing 65 games.
What did he play last year?
70-plus.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Shoot, somebody asked me what...
You know who else qualified?
Draymond
Green.
He qualified for Defensive Player of the Year, right?
Yes, he did. Curry played 70 games. Draymond played 68.
And he finished
third.
Finished third. Okay.
Curry finished ninth in MVP voting.
Gotcha. By the way...
So they are going to qualify. But I don't know about Draymond.
Okay, real quick. Somebody on the text said, what's Harry think of the Warriors? Our good friend Harry. He actually wrote me an email. You want to hear about it?
I'm sure you're going to tell us anyways.
Do you want to hear his Warriors text or email to me, rather?
Sure.
You know what? People are going to think it's me. I swear to God, it's not me. He goes, there's going to be so many injuries to these old guys on the Warriors that this alone will keep them from going anywhere. I predict they are 9th or 10th. They're 9th or 10th in the play-in and out shortly after that. They will start winning at a decent clip, but once the season gets to 12 or 15 games, injuries will start and winning will be hard to come by. Old is old, and there's no way getting around the fact that bodies at that age don't take a beating very well. The Warriors don't have a choice because they have Curry. If Curry, okay. There you go. I do think.
Well, they have four old players. They're not all old.
The one thing, I do like this roster on paper. And I would love it if it were about 5 years ago. But it's not. And so the veterans are still playing at a high level. And they do have young players who history would show that these are the, like, Pods is going to year, what, 3?
Yeah, because they'll be contract extension eligible.
Perfect. That's a good year to be with a group of older players. Same with Kuminga. Same with Moody. Like, I you know what I think is kind of a myth when people say, a big jump between rookie and second year.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think it occurs somewhere between like the third and fourth year, the fourth and fifth year. And they got some players in that category. And so that's where I think the step can come is because these guys are going to be given an opportunity because they're going to have to be given an opportunity because the Warriors are going to have to manage the season. That's another reason why not only are they entering those years where you think they should take a step, I can't see them not getting the opportunity to take a step on this team because there are going to be minutes there because of the veterans. So if they can combine, them perfectly, then maybe they do have some action.
You know what I think? I think that while you're not Harry and Harry isn't you, you're like-minded, which is why you read a lot of his emails. Because you're not the same person, but he speaks for you sometimes. You're concerned about their age. Are you not?
Yeah, of course. But we don't agree on everything. Like he likes Kuminga more than I like Kuminga, for example. He doesn't think they've handled him well.
Well, then why is he so worried about the ages and the injuries? Kuminga's right there then. He's going to be able to step in and score 25 points a game when Draymond's out.
Because he doesn't think Kuminga's been developed well enough to be in this spot.
Well, that's fair.
But
I got some good news.
Give it to me.
All the guys that are ready to fill in, they all now have experience. Valuable, like they have postseason experience. All the guys that you're looking for to take a leap or a step, they've now had actual playoff experience. You know, one of the things last year that prevented me from feeling like the Warriors were going to make a deep run, I'm talking championship, is because at different points last year they had two starters that had never played meaningful playoff minutes. And I know Moses Moody had been in the Western Conference Finals and all that, but he'd never been a starter in a postseason series. Goes same for Pods. Even Kuminga. I mean, he wasn't supposed to, but he ended up getting valuable minutes against Minnesota. Quinn Post got minutes in the postseason. Like, there are a bunch of young guys that have actual legitimate experience that I think it's going to allow them to play better this year.
I am a firm believer in that also. I don't think Pods, I think in general, and I know Kuminga didn't play a lot in the postseason, but yes, I agree with that. Pods, I don't think, was very good. I mean, in terms of playoff performance, Pods, Moody, and Post weren't great, but you have to expect that when a player's getting to the postseason for the first time. If it doesn't happen, it's the outlier. Same for Kuminga. He doesn't quite fit here because he didn't play as much in the postseason as those other guys, but he's a guy who's been in postseasons before, and now after the Minnesota series, he's actually played some big minutes in a series. So yes, I do think it's fair that if the Warriors get to the postseason, Pods, Kuminga, Moody, and Post should play at a higher level than they have in the past. Then the question becomes, can the veterans at their advanced age continue to be effective in the postseason that late in a year after they get 80, 85, 90 games under their belt? That's what it's going to be. The younger guys got to play at a high level, and the older guys have to play at a high level when they're playing.
I also believe that, while you can't control injury, the fact that this is the deepest team, I think, since the championship season in 2022, that should ideally help your older guys stay on the floor. Because I think it was City Boy who said it, like Al Horford shouldn't have to play more than 22 to 25 minutes a game because he's got two centers behind him, or they can mix and match and go small. And there's a lot of other players behind those starters that are elder. So I think that the depth on this team is the best it's been since they won the championship. And that should also be, hopefully, a remedy for some of the injury issues that befall older teams.
All righty. Coming up in 30 minutes, we got the crossover with Willard and Dibs. We'll get back to some Niners on the other side. If you want to jump in, we were talking about Brock Purdy. We'll get back to the Niners. Purdy, Mac Jones, Purdy. Hopefully this week we'll get some info as the week progresses. What's coming up next on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Get a life.
Hold on. California. What's the museum?
Hardly Strictly was this weekend at Golden Gate. It was awesome. I didn't have a chance to go because I was working both days during the event. But you had a chance to go. And you chose not to.
Correct.
For golf.
Correct.
You can golf literally any day.
See, Evan, this is where you're flawed. Well, I can't golf every day.
Not just one.
I can't golf Mondays. I can't golf Tuesdays, Thursdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, all of the above. And so I had an opportunity. My daughter was going to Hardly Strictly Bluegrass, and I decided I'm going to go play golf.
And now, this is where I got to tell you where you lack.
Yeah.
You lack determination. If you wanted to play golf Monday through Friday after the show, you could.
No, I couldn't.
You just choose not to.
Not 18 anymore. Sunset
you don't
7,
have to play
the sunset,
18.
Sunset is at 7:15. I get
so
out of
get
here.
Your ass over to the nearest golf course and sprint through 18.
That's not the way golf works, Evan.
You could also just play 9, God forbid.
No, that's the biggest tease in sports, 9 holes of golf.
No, it's actually LeBron James right before Prime Day.
Well, that's true. That is true. By the way... Hardly Strictly Bluegrass on Saturday, my daughter said it was incredible. Really good.
Yeah, I would have gone if I could.
Yeah. Still wasn't as good as my 91 at Contra Costa Country Club.
Someone,
boy, Evan, get the...
Oh my God.
So...
Someone take the mic.
They can hear that. They can hear you laughing at my 91.
I just thought you'd do better.
You know what? See, this is where...
Not all 91s are created equal.
That is a fact. I had two lip outs on consecutive putts. And then...
Like Rory?
Then on 11. Then on 11, I hit a drive, pretty good drive down the left side. Bad kick left. Hits a tree and kicks left again.
Wow.
Yeah, it hurt. It's not funny.
I'm not laughing because of that. By the way, do you walk or do you ride?
You know what? Ken, it's interesting you asked that because I made a change. I've gone from carrying my bag, then I went stroller or push cart for 2 years. I'm back to carrying.
And that's why he can't do 3 to 7, 4 hours.
You could just get a cart. And that way you could play every
day. You're still at the mercy of the group in front of you.
Well, then ask them to play through. If you're a twosome, okay. If you're a pair.
Why can I hear his laugh? Turn that mic off.
Probably because he's still in your ear.
He had the mic on.
Whoops.
Love you, Ken. Anytime Bobby in Los Altos is on hold, it doesn't really matter what he wants to talk about. He's going to get to talk about it. So let's go to Bobby in Los Altos, and he's got the definitive prognosis on what you do with Purdy and what you do with Mac Jones. Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
Man, you're so complimentary to me, Steinmetz. It's I appreciate it so much.
You're one of my favorites, I'll be honest.
Okay, you may not like what I'm going to say then. So first of all, I'm going to start with Giddy Gids. Giddy Gids, whenever you're on, I am very happy to hear you. I'm your biggest stan. I may be the only one in the Bay Area, but
yeah, probably.
I am your biggest stan.
Thanks, Bobby.
But look, Steinmetz, I want to talk about Birdie, but Purdy. But look,
I don't like
Steinmetz,
the way this is playing. Going. Go ahead.
Stop playing Steinmetz. There ain't no Harry, okay? It's a brilliant bit. But we all know it's fake, brother. We all know it's fake. Because, first of all, I'm your age, okay? And I don't know one dude named Harry.
It's not okay? Harry. It's a made-up name, but the person's real.
And then did the dude emails you his thoughts?
Yes.
When's the last time you emailed your friend your thoughts? You text your thoughts to your friend.
He's 92 years old. He only has email.
You only email people because you're forwarding them some document. You do not email your friend your thoughts. So stop. It's brilliant. But we all know there ain't no Harry. And maybe I'm just jealous. Because I don't get to email you 20 times a day and you read them like
I'll give you his email, Bobby. I'll give you the bat phone.
Bobby, hold on one second. I'm being serious. Harry said that at some point he may call in to talk to Guru, but it sounds like even if he does, you won't believe it anyway.
It's going to be someone you hired, brother, to keep the bit going. Okay, all right. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Look. Let's talk about football, I guess. So, hey, on Thursday, right? Last Thursday?
Yeah.
I think it's undeniable. We saw that a compromised Mac Jones is better than a compromised Brock Purdy. So unless you can tell me on a Monday before a Sunday game that Brock is good to go, I don't want him to start. Okay, that means that I'm tired of this. It's Thursday, it's Friday, and Brock's still a maybe. What are we doing, brothers? He should not be starting unless you can tell me on a Monday, 6 days before a game, that Brock Purdy is ready to go. He should not start. I don't know why we're debating this and why we're still indecision on a Thursday and Friday wondering if he should start. He should absolutely not start. Mac Jones has shown that obviously he's capable. He's shown that his injured PCL still makes him a more effective quarterback than Brock's injured toe. That's not a knock on Brock. It's just the fact is his injury makes him less compromised than Brock Purdy. And that's all we need to know right now. There's no controversy, and he should not start. And if you want to start a controversy, I did look this up. If we do trade Brock Purdy, there's about $32 million dead cap hit that the Niners would take. So if you want to start with that on the next segment, we can talk about the financial implications of trading him, which obviously I don't think we should do. But right now, saying that Mac Jones should start is not a knock on Brock Purdy. It's saying that Brock Purdy injured is just not he's not good enough to start.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you. Harry, love to hear your thoughts, Harry. Thank you.
Hey, Bob, you know what?
That's... Bobby, don't worry. You can still reach Sonny by carrier pigeon.
You know what, Bobby? That's a bunch of BS. And I'll tell you what, and here's how you know that Harry is real. P1s know he's real. Harry was mentioned on this show 5 years ago, and Goo has the famous drop, to hell with Harry. So let me get this straight. I've been playing this for 5 years? No.
He has been making frequently more appearances on the show as of late.
That's because he can't stand how Guru talks about the Niners.
And I gotta ask,
with Harry.
I gotta ask why. Well, that was when he wrote you a letter, and you do this sometimes. He wrote a letter about Goo, but you made it seem like it wasn't, even though it was.
That's because I try to maintain a friendship.
With who?
My
you
partner.
Won't even reveal his name. Oh, Harry.
Yeah, I can't. No, I can't. Steiny with the long con. You guys.
I mean, you are Robert Redford. You remember The Sting?
Yes. I never saw it, but...
Oh, my God. Well, it's a long con. You know, it's drawn out.
What's
time.
It about?
It's about a robbery.
So it's about an imposter?
Yeah, he's playing a role. Just like Harry is the second voice in your head that apparently writes you emails on the weekend.
It's not apparently...
Does he have an AOL email?
Hold on.
That'll tell me, just exactly what's going on here.
I'll tell you exactly what he's got.
Okay. So
he's got a Comcast.
So do you.
I know.
So you guys are about the same age.
He's older.
Roughly same height.
He's older. Can we talk?
Brown hair.
Let's get off him.
Harry Carey glasses.
What the hell with Harry?
Where's Birkenstocks?
No, he's, I don't want to. I've never met him face to face. We've just been communicating via email for 15 years. Those are facts.
Sure.
By the way, let me tell you who I did see yesterday, a clip of.
Bronny?
No. Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic.
What's left of him?
Have you seen him? He is immense right now. He is huge. You want to talk about making it an art form to use the season to get into shape? Jokic is doing it. You got to take a look at this.
He's big bone, man.
Why are
you body shaming Jokic?
I'm not body shaming him. He's using the regular season to get into shape. There's nothing wrong with that.
Wait. So I have a question here. So if Luka Doncic fasting intermittently and slimming down and becoming skinny is no news to you, you don't care,
right?
Why is Nikola Jokic showing up plumper?
It's not news. Not news. An observation.
News?
It's not news. It's just an observation.
Yeah, but you noticed it. You didn't notice Doncic was skinny.
I haven't seen Doncic yet.
I showed you a picture of him from the Men's Health article.
This was a video, so I got to see him move around a little bit.
Well, you didn't watch the video of him over the summer when he was running to grab his horse in tears because he won another European horse racing thingamajig, you know?
Anyway, he's got to get into shape.
He will. Better shape than Al Horford.
Why don't you ask the question to me during the break to our listeners?
What question did I ask?
You said, why?
Oh, yeah. So, we'll talk about it with Willard and Dibs in 15 minutes. But so why? Oh, damn it. You're rubbing off on me. What did I say?
Why do people think Mac Jones is a better quarterback than Brock Purdy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
First of all, I always like to narrow it down. What percentage of fans are we talking about, do you think?
Well, I would normally just say the lunatic fringe, but it seems like there's more than that. And I don't know, maybe not all people feel that way, but like I understand if you feel like Mac Jones is better than an injured Brock Purdy. I also feel that way. I think that's obvious. But better than Brock Purdy, we've heard a couple people say that today. And I've seen some of that on social media. And I don't really know how you can come to that conclusion yet.
The only way you could come to that conclusion is if you... you're going to think I'm joking here, but does like Mac Jones's Alabama career count?
Sure.
Like, he's had a body of work that at times has been impressive, Mac Jones. I don't think he's better than Brock Purdy. And even if he is, I couldn't say it yet because he's only played a few games for the Niners.
Or he's as good. Yeah, that's fair. I think Austin and San Jose on the chat is saying as good.
Why? Like, I could see how somebody would be like, well, Purdy's more mobile, but Mac Jones has a better arm. So it's kind of a wash.
Well, not if he's been accurate so far, but not if he starts throwing the ball into the other team.
But what we've seen so far, you know, he looks pretty good. I don't think it's as big of a deal as we're making. I don't think there's anybody that's saying Mac Jones should be our starting quarterback. They're saying Mac Jones should be our starting quarterback until Brock Purdy is fully healthy. I think most fans would say that. No, I got it. Jim Mole's been hitting us on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. I mentioned this. You didn't really... I don't know if you responded or not. Say what you will, but you can't deny there's a feeling in the air around Mac Jones.
Yeah, sure. There has been. But why wasn't there that feeling around, or if there was, I could be wrong, why wasn't there a feeling around Brock Purdy after the Seattle win? Is it because last year just left such a stain on his resume that one win with Jake Ton just catching a jump ball was not enough?
The problem Purdy's having is he's not himself. Like, and I just was telling Goo, like, I believe that he is not playing well because of his injury, because he didn't look against Jacksonville to me like he's looked against other teams. There just was something that was not comfortable about him. And I gotta believe it was the foot, because he's played a lot of good games in the past when he's been healthy. Like, and this is kind of what I mean. The 49ers have no choice but to believe that it's his toe. A, because it probably is. B, because they've seen him play great when he's healthy. So, to me, I don't think there's a lot to see here right now, but I don't know how long Purdy's going to be out. I mean, could it reach a point where too much of the season has gone by, and now you just got to go with Mac Jones because he's got five straight starts under his belt, let's theoretically say, under worst case scenario?
I mean, I think it's a win-win. Like, Mac Jones is playing well and can buy Brock Purdy more time, and in the meantime, you haven't lost a game. When the backup quarterback steps in, you're supposed to lose. I mean, I don't think this is a Minnesota situation where Carson Wentz might still be the starter by the end of this thing, even though J.J. McCarthy is supposed to be the next man up. Again, like, at Mac Jones, this is not a new quarterback we're seeing. And I guess I'm just not ignoring what preceded his time in San Francisco. And I think that Mac Jones is, well, he's been better and certainly has been good enough to win you three games, one of which on the road in a short week, not to be dismissed. But him being just as good as Brock Purdy, I think that's a reach.
Hey, guys, I just want to jump in real quick just to give you guys some updates. The Niners did practice today. So Cam Inman, Niners insider, was there, and he said that he didn't see Brock Purdy practice. Mac Jones suited up, but he only saw Amar throw. George Kittle is still running on the side, still on IR, along with Upton Stout, Alfred Collins, Ben Bartsch, Jordan Watkins. Juwan Jennings suited up today, so that's good news. Also, he didn't spot Ricky Pearsall or Christian McCaffrey, and I don't think Trent Williams played at all.
Well, they don't practice at all.
Right, practice at all.
Vet days.
Yeah.
But that's also, well, yeah, and then the Kittle news lines up. He's more likely to return week 7 against Atlanta. And, okay, Brock Purdy's not out there. Like, I think that Mac Jones should start on Sunday against Tampa Bay. But it's not because I think he's the better quarterback. I think it's because Brock Purdy is not healthy.
I agree. I agree.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's very little information, but it sounds to me like Purdy didn't practice today, and Mac Jones was in uniform. So that in and of itself tells me Mac Jones is probably closer.
Yeah, I mean, the two guys I'd also like to know about moving forward this week are not the quarterbacks, but they'd be the wide receivers. Where's Pearsall at? Where's Jennings at? Jennings has been in and out throughout the season, and that was the first game Pearsall missed. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, is Pearsall's knee more serious than he was letting on? Did he not play just because it was a short week and they didn't want to push him? I thought it was interesting that they, like, we talked all week like they were going into that game and they were just going to Thomas Morstead punt on it. But they ended up looking pretty good out of the gates, and I didn't get the feeling at all like they had it. Like, they went out there the first two drives and just rolled.
Yeah, I don't think they went into that game thinking they didn't have a chance, obviously. Let's go to Leroy in Oakland. He's got something. Oh, he's got something, all right. What's up, Leroy?
What's up, Steiny? What's up, Evan?
Yo.
Man, Brock Purdy, I hope you are listening. You better hurry up and get back, and this will take care of everything. But it's dependent on you, Brock. You better heal up, and you better heal up fast, because this notion about, a quarterback can't lose his job to injury is bull. Just ask Alex Smith. He was out for injury. Kaepernick came in. Curtains. Sometimes things just shape up. Basically, Mac Jones has been throwing to Kendrick Bourne his whole career. So he's familiar with Kendrick Bourne. He fits Kyle Shanahan's system to a T. There's some quarterbacks that are good in Kyle Shanahan's system, and there's some quarterbacks that just fit it even better, that fit it great. And if Purdy don't hurry up and get back, it's going to get juicy. That's all I got.
Hey, Leroy.
Yeah.
He should probably come back even if he's hurt, right?
I mean, he's going to have to put up with some pain. Not if he's hurt. Man, you know, you guys have been talking about hurt versus injured. And not if he's hurt. But, man, if you just injured, man, you might have to suck it up, man, and come in and play, because this cat is balling. And sometimes he can't deny certain things. So if you let Mac continue to ball, Purdy, I'm just saying, it's going to get juicy. I mean, I don't know if it's a good problem to have. I keep hearing, good problem to have, good problem. I don't know about that, because Shanahan is the type of guy, he'll just eliminate the problem. And, you know, he loves Mac anyway. He wanted Mac Jones anyway. And that's because he just feels like he really, really fits. Does Purdy fit? Yeah, he fits Kyle Shanahan's system. Like I said, there's some guys that really, 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 really fit. And Mac Jones is that guy. So, Purdy, let's go. Get back, baby. If you want to keep your job, get back. All right. Love you guys, man.
Thanks, Leroy. Appreciate the call.
How far do you think we are away from that?
We are 2 to 3 weeks.
2 to 3 wins away.
Yeah, 2 to 3 weeks. 2 to 3 wins in the next 2 to 3 weeks. You know, let me ask you. Here's the way I look at it, and I get it. Controversy is a bad word.
We're having a conversation about it.
But what's the worst thing? Like, there is no worse thing that can happen.
The worst thing is that you look bad.
Okay, fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
But you look bad having two good quarterbacks.
You look bad having paid one of them that wasn't as good as the other or just about the same. I think that's... It looked like you made a premature decision about a guy. But again, that to me is worst case scenario, and I don't think it's going to get to that point.
But I think you're jumping to the conclusion that Purdy just stinks from here on out. Mac Jones is good, and Mac Jones becomes the starter.
No, it's not that Purdy stinks. It's that Mac Jones proves that he can do for this team what Brock Purdy can do, but at a tenth of the price. I think that's what. I mean, for some reason, like, people have always been fixated on the number for Purdy.
The contract number.
The contract number. To me, that hasn't gone away. You know, last year was, well, he's not worth 50. Or I think 60 might have been thrown out at some point. And now it's, he's still not worth that number. Even though, and I do have to remind people that, yes, $53 million per year is a lot of cash. But he didn't reset the market, which is what a ton of quarterbacks in his position did before him. He took, I mean, he's like, what, the ninth highest paid quarterback by AAV?
Something like that, yeah.
I mean, by NFL starting quarterback standards, the deal that they got for Purdy was at the time considered a pretty good deal. Now, if he doesn't play well, doesn't age well, that's a different decision. But at the time, there was no, I don't remember a lot of people that came in and said, that's a bad deal. Other than the people that didn't want to pay him in the first place.
Right. I don't really make a distinction between 45, 53, and 60. Because to me, it's more about they've made a decision that he's their guy, or at least they're paying him like he's their guy. So if it got you, you know, if you get 45, 52, 60, if you believed in him, you believed in him. So it's not so much the money for me. It's that, you know what? Pro sport, if somebody comes in and he's better, then you do have an issue. But I'm with you right now. He's only played three games. Let's see what happens the next 3 to 5 games. All right, we got the crossover coming up next with Mark Willard and Dan Dibley, so don't go anywhere. We are 95.7 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.